We are with a festival of parade. You just play hit the North Festival tonight amongst, well, a brilliant lineup, I must say. How does it feel to be part of the lineup in the festival today?
It's an honour, to be honest. The reason we kind of started the band was because we had like a mutual love of bands like Frightened Rabbit and The National and stuff. So to be sharing a stage with Frightened Rabbit, it's like, considering we haven't been going that long, it feels really good.
I was saying to one of the guys in one of the other bands, they didn't actually know much about Frightened Rabbit, and we were saying that like how the emo kids in America love American football, for us the northern kids like Frightened Rabbit's that like sad boy you get. I was a late bloomer, to be honest, but like Midnight Organ Fight was one of those things where like when I heard it, it was like, it's untouchable. So to be playing with them is like, it's a big thing for us.
I remember listening to Evil Emerging. You and Reese did it.
And
you're like, Frightened Rabbit's one of the first class that is. What other acts are you going to head out and see? Obviously, Frightened Rabbit are going to be one.
Yeah.
Are you going to head over any other venues or anything?
I'm a bit disappointed because I think we're clashing with the Pale White Plaza.
All of our mates are on the same time as us, so like we're overdue seeing Pale White Plaza. But best of luck. Retroactive press, best of luck. But
I'll probably just stay here all day at Riverside. Really want to see, looking forward to seeing Vant again.
Yeah.
Head Clouds, which was formerly known as High Tide 1547. They've got loads of new songs, so we're probably going to stick around and watch them.
Chronomama as well. Heard really good things about, so I'm excited to see them.
I think Riverside's the best stage, isn't it?
we're unbiased. We're unbiased. We're fans here. We're
a
playing
nice stage as well.
Yeah, for us it's like a 30-minute interlude, and then we actually get to watch all the better bands.
That's not true whatsoever. It's 2017. You start off quite well. You released, you know, People Person. What has the reaction been like since then?
Widely unsuccessful. unsuccessful.
It's been good, but People Person was kind of we just put it out to bridge the gap between If Dogs Could Talk and the next one, Pocket Knife, which is going to be out at some point soon. It's been good, I mean, since we started last year, like everyone in Newcastle's been really, really nice, and all the gigs are always busy in that, so that's all we can ask for.
So
really,
supportive as well. Like we've had a little bit of downtime where we've just been recording and just kind of sorting ourselves out, so we're incredibly excited to even just be a part of this. Like, we probably don't even deserve to get the slot that we do,
because
we haven't been doing anything. So we've got a new single coming out. We're going to get back on it. This year's been a nice sort of like pensive year for us. We've just been able to sit back and look and just watch things. We did a lot last year, maybe a bit too much last year, so it's nice to be able just to take stock and just start recording stuff and trying to just work on new things.
Alright, is there any dates for singles or gigs we can look out for?
We haven't really got anything set in stone yet.
We're doing a date in June 13th, Club Fandango down in London. Which is the first for us down there. Other than that, what would, like, singles wise, we've not really got a set date of what's happening.
I'd like to think Pocket Knife would be out sometime in May, but we're not 100% sure yet. We're just taking it easy, really. Yeah. We're prioritising with just recording and writing, and come back next year with like maybe
some features.
Is that true?
What are your favourite particular tracks to play live?
The easier ones. If Dogs Can Talk is a bit of a,
it's a bit of a
head do, isn't it? I like playing People Person. My first love is lyrics, really. So the ones that are the most special to me lyrically, like People Person. The new one, Pocket Knife, that's fun to play.
Yeah.
We've got a song called Feel Home, which is just really fun to play and not too difficult. So
that one, Feel Home, which is a future single. It's just got a really stupid ending, which we thought would be, you know, in place. We go to write a song, and like we always go to write nice songs, and then we end up writing really over the top grandiose endings to things. So it's one of those. Yeah, we started off there, and then Opinionless Witness is one we'll never drop from our set. It just gets a reaction. We moved it away from the last song, and it didn't go down so well, so we put it back there. So
right,
gotta finish on that.
So. Right. Yeah. Okay, do you think the North East is underrated? Because all I ever hear is Manchester, London and Brighton are the best and stuff. What are your opinions on the Newcastle scene and the Sunderland scene as well?
I think it's great, to be honest, like, considering how small the region is, we're never going to be able to compete with the likes of London, and even Manchester is massive in that. But I think given what we've got and that, like, Newcastle's amazing.
Yeah.
And, like, there's loads of min venues in Sunderland and that as well. Like, it's, I'm really, like, proud to be from here. I mean, yeah. Things like Hit the North and that, like, it's up there with the likes of Live at Leeds and stuff like that. So, and Evolution Emerging and that, like, we're pretty fortunate to, that there's always something to do. At any given night of the week, there's at least two gigs on.
Yeah.
I think it's a really healthy scene there. Yeah. Like,
I think it's probably the best it's ever been. Really, like, it's huge. I mean, you've got a big Evo Emerging coming this year with a lot of underrated bands playing, and that's just going to be the next crop of next year when they get their spotlight. And then you've got Hit the North, which is, it's been a long time coming to have this sort of inner city festival that brings so many different eclectic bands together. I think just the infrastructure needs to be better, and I think it's coming. I think it's premature to say that, like, one band's going to blow up, therefore a spotlight's going to be shone on the reason. I think there just needs to be an infrastructure from a very grassroots level that's going to be there to nurture people. So who knows, one band, two bands, three bands will blow up, and
yeah.
People will start putting money into the area, and then labels can start coming out of the area again as well, and, like, prominent labels, because it hasn't really been a big time thing happening. Yeah.
In
over a decade. Exactly, and that's also the beautiful nature of it as well. It's an incredibly DIY scene. It's not your hardcore scene in DC, but it's still DIY. So
yeah.
So it's beautiful in its own way.
On the whole, it's like a pretty healthy music scene. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
I'm really pleased to have all of our mates are in bands,
yeah,
and that,
exactly.
Like, there's plenty of people around to make good things happen.
Sorry, the Given Frightened Rabbits two have had a bus ticket.
Oh my god, they are as well.
This is why music can't last in Newcastle.
Oh my, I can't believe that. No way.
This is class.
Right, okay. Can't believe that. Alright, if you were given £1 million, what would you spend it on other than repaying Frightened Rabbits tour bus? Fair. Yeah, this is a staff question, but you know.
Scotch eggs.
Pocket knives.
Loads of nice musical equipment.
We
just buy our way into to success.
A bass amp, a guitar amp, a microphone,
a Nutribullet.
Yeah. Huel. A Soylent. Constant. Yeah.
That's not going to be much of it, by the way.
Yeah, true.
We'll put the rest in.
Squander the rest.
Just live the high life.
Yeah, exactly.
Rich free people, would you invite to the pub from the past or present?
You know the number one is, though.
For me, it would be Matt Berninger, probably from The National, probably Scott from Frightened Rabbit, and just for good measure, Bryan Cranston, who plays Walter White in Breaking Bad. I just think the four of us could have a really good just get down with it.
Yeah, we just sit and watch them talk, and you just sit there and
aye.
Yeah.
How about you? Bill Murray.
Bill Murray's a I'm one of those guys. Bill Murray. Do Wu-Tang Clan class as one person? Can they class as one person?
I mean,
the RZA.
They'd like to think so.
The RZA, the Jizza.
Yeah.
ODB, Dirk McGirt. And, I don't know, my dad. Yeah, that would be a good one.
Fair enough, yeah. Which album do you wish you'd written?
For me, again, just because I'm a National fanboy, probably Boxer by The National. It's one of them where, like, I don't know. It's just the National and Frightened Rabbit.
Give them a fucking ticket. Oh, me.
That's two of them.
What?
That's two of them.
Oh, that's terrible.
God.
Aye, for me, either the Boxer by The National or Midnight Organ Fight by Frightened Rabbit, just because they mean a lot to me personally, them albums. What about you?
Queens of the Stone Age, Songs for the Deaf. So that's like that's the rock album whenever I think about it.
Yeah.
I vary between what I listen to, and like I can't stop going back to that one because it's fantastic. And then after that, I don't know, like I'm big into hip hop, so probably like Kendrick's recent one, Damn, it's a fantastic album.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Kendrick, and it's just all the everything. I'm that token white guy, so yeah. Damn, yeah, it's a great album.
Right, okay. Collaboration, who would you want to collaborate with? This is the final question.
again, like, sorry, these answers aren't very interesting. Yeah.
So you could collaborate tonight.
Oh,
just,
yeah.
Just rock up with your guitar and be like, oh, yeah, that's...
Exactly. Mark Knopfler. I would like to do a track with Mark Knopfler. I'd love to do one. Like, get a smorgasbord of Northeast acts. Sting playing bass. Sting playing my bass lines. Mark Knopfler playing his guitar,